Blog Talk Radio.
Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of admiration. It's beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
Going in about, you know, someone's watching, accountability, males leading by example. But, you know, just a rundown of what's happening here at Shadow Wolves Radio. But tonight's topic, can you stand the rain?
Can you stand the rain?
It's an open topic, but you know what? I think I have my partner online. Once again, I'm going to give an introduction. Put your hands together, everybody, for Lady Jackie. What's going on?
Hello. I'm sorry I'm late to the party. I was starting for the party.
Nah. Hold on. No, you ain't seen that damn song.
You was doing it.
I get a rundown of what's happening, you know. No, I'm good. I've been actually looking forward to tonight's show.
Yeah, I was looking forward.
I wanted to hear some good music. I want to hear some adult talk to me because, you know, it goes so many different ways opening this statement. But anyway, I needed this show to get me to the next phase of the week, you know, so.
Yes.
Well, how was your week?
Hectic. Everybody, welcome back from the holiday, celebrating Thanksgiving. That was, it's always a wonderful, joyous thing once the meal is cooked and the family's gathered. It was wonderful. And it was small, so it was nice. But, you know, I bake cupcakes. And I had to bake over 300 cupcakes. So, needless to say, I was a little worn out. So, by the time Friday got here, I was in a coma.
Oh, so look, you got to get the cupcakes made, long as they look good.
Yeah, we tried some new things, and people really seemed to appreciate what I was doing a little different. We had, like, a little liqueur collection with rum cupcakes, Bailey's cupcakes, and Kahlua cupcakes.
See, you need to advertise.
Y'all need to shout out your girl.
No. Come on, let the listeners know where they get these cupcakes. What's the name of the company? Let them know it's your company. You know, come on.
It's my company. It's called Sassy Sentiments. And if you guys wanna, I'm actually working on a Facebook page for it. I never thought that it would go much more than just maybe an order or two. But now that I'm up to 70, I think I'm doing some stuff. So I'm going to create a Facebook page. But if you guys want to reach out to me, y'all can reach out to me on either my own Facebook page or our Shadow World page. Our relationship page, should I say.
There you go. This is, I'll even take a step further. We're going to create a commercial. You're going to hear a commercial on the relationship. We're doing that. That's how we do it.
Cupcakes are a beautiful thing.
Definitely. So, with the cupcakes, you know, there's been some rain in our area lately. You want to kind of go into the topic a little bit?
Yes, I've been looking forward to this, and I have a lot of people who have also been waiting for this. You know, we usually are focused a lot of the time, especially me, on the physical parts of keeping relationships new and spicy and, you know, doing different things, but you know, tonight with the topic of can you stand the rain, which I thought was a beautiful topic, and I got to get it to my co-host who came up with tonight's topic. It's a question that, you know, we need to ask ourselves when we're in relationships and when we're starting relationships. You know, we oftentimes on this show, we drum it week after week about really knowing your partner and knowing the person that you're forging ahead with in a relationship. And you need to ask yourself, you know, when life happens, you know, is this somebody that you're going to be able to kind of stand in the midst of a storm with and be able to ride it out? And it's important that if you ask yourself that question and you're not sure, then you need to reevaluate your relationship, because life does happen. I'm not even talking about the things of like infidelity. I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about life in general. I'm talking about your finances. I'm talking about your job. I'm talking about your kids. I'm talking about all those things that happen just in life that affect your relationship. and it can affect your relationship in physical ways, emotional ways, psychological ways. Do you have a partner that's going to anchor you? And are you a partner that can anchor someone else? You know, you have to ask yourself that. It goes both ways. A lot of times, and I will say this as women, well, I'll say men and women, we're always looking for someone that can hold us down. What are we bringing to the table to offer? Are you in a position to hold somebody down when they're going through hell? If you can't do it, then you shouldn't be in it.
Oh, damn it. Wait a minute. Hey, listen, I'm going to bring, we have, of course, my executive producer on the line. We got the one and only Mr. Darrell Harrison. Welcome to the show. To Rob.
Yeah, I heard it. Wednesday night, y'all gonna talk nasty.
Oh, we gonna talk that too. Don't get it.
He's gonna get in there. No, trust me, he's going down. But you know, we got
that's,
to do this.
That's my department.
So nasty. You know, now I'll say everybody won't be all serious. So we gonna talk nasty. Okay, we're gonna make it. Yes, it's a nice topic. Can you stand the rain? Yes. Everybody's all great now. Like the lights are all green, the weather is beautiful. Everything is just great when everything is just perfect. But you know, what type of mate are you when you know when life throws you a curveball, a couple of curveballs? You know,
right.
are you that person that's going to stand up and deal with it? Well, okay, haven't been in a relationship for 3 or 4 of my life. Having just gotten married and have a very beautiful and awesome wife, I think I could throw a little something in on it. All right. Last year, I went through something that everybody, you know, if you live long enough, you're going to go through it. You're going to lose your parents, your mother or your father or both.
Yeah.
That's going to happen to everybody. Go hang around long enough. My mother and me had a very, very strong, very, very good relationship. That was my best friend as well as her being my mom. Awesome lady. And I didn't know whether or not I could hold it together or not. Like, mentally, was I going to be able to, you know, withstand all this? That woman, Fern Atara, my wife, just absolutely my ace. I mean, kept me grounded, kept me real, kept me focused, and helped me through the hardest time of my life. Now, I knew she was the one prior to this, but this just cemented the whole shebang about for me. I mean, when she was going through grad school and, you know, she needed to get stuff done, you know, stuff had to get done around the house, but she had to dedicate time to the projects, trying to work at the same time. Look, you just worry about school, I'll worry about everything else. And we got through, and she got her master's. So it is about, you know, being able to take some of the burdens off of the other person. And you know something, in that helping, in that aid to one another, I'd say adversity is only going to be 1 out of 2 things for your relationship. You're either going to grow closer or you're going to grow further apart.
Right.
You know, but in certain circumstances, when you're in there, I mean, you're in the trenches and you're in it together and you're fighting together. You're fighting for one another, not against one another. You know, yes, I lost my job. Yes, we need more money. You know, here, let me help you get hit. Here, let me help you do your resume over. You know, I hear that there's a job opening here, 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 and here. You go to that. You know, sweetie, good luck. Go make it happen. You know, you do things that are encouraging. She loses her job. Same general principle. But hey, let's not worry about it. I got this right now. Here, you know, your resume is straight. You know, you go in here and you try to get the best you can right here, and then we'll be able to deal with everything else later on. It's about being encouraging one another, supportive of one another.
That's the whole thing about partnership.
Right.
That's the whole thing about partnership. And, you know, like you said, when all the lights are green and it's rosy and it's beautiful and we're all in that honeymoon phase, of a brand new relationship, it's like, oh, yeah, I got you. But as soon as that first detrimental thing happens, does it shake you? You know, the one thing I believe in relationships is it's just like anything else. We build a foundation in our children. You have to build a foundation in your relationship. And it's just like an actual foundation on a house. If your foundation is weak, it will crack. And once it cracks and you know, it can't withstand what's going on, then it's no good and everything crumbles. But when your foundation is strong, what's strong between the two of you, life is going to happen and it's going to rain, it's going to be a typhoon, and it's going to be a hurricane. But if you are still holding on to each other, then you can make it through. But that takes work. And I think a lot of times we're all happy with the roses and the la 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 and the giggles, and you know, we have so much fun together. That's a beautiful thing, and I think a relationship should be like that all the time too. However, there is reality. I am the princess of romance, trust me when I tell you. But I also understand that when I am at my worst, I need my partner to still be there. And when my partner is at his worst, I need to be there. And as far as speaking from a woman's point of view, which is rare for me, you know, when our men are down, you know, men are often looked at as rocks and they have to be strong, then we have to be there for them just like we want them to be there for us. But we're going to go into our first music segment, and then we're going to delve more into what it means to kind of be able to stand in the rain. What do you have to do? What does that mean to you and your partner? So we're going to listen to some music. I'm going to get some fresh lip gloss, and we're going to come right back.
All right.
Shadow. You are now in the relation slow jam mix tape show on Shadow World Radio.
Thank you.
This
is Lady J. You are listening to Relation, the internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here at Shadow World Radio.
Yes, yes, we are back. You had to listen to some Came in the ring by New Edition. We had to go back with a classic from the 90s from a great group intro. The first time. Oh, man, great song. And, of course, before we came back out of the break, beautiful group that was produced originally by Mr. Michael Jackson, Brownstone. You know, five miles into empty. And that song, if you listen to the title alone, it's so deep. And it, oh, my God. Brother Dow, how was that, Brother
Dow?
Brother Dow, we got Brother Dow parents joining us doing the talk.
I had to put on some more lip gloss.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Listen, Jackie, we have a caller on the line. Let me check the caller out for a hot minute while you talk to the rest of our audience.
Sure.
Jacqueline.
Yes, my love. Yes, my love.
I have to.
I'm a little warm. I'm not gonna lie. I was someplace else.
One more song, Jacqueline. One more song,
and we would have went right over the edge.
There will be no coming back from commercial break.
No. We could. You know what? One day we're gonna have to just do the music. We'll pop back in. And we'll do an open topic, but if we continue to do some music like that, we might solve the problems of the world.
Tell me about it. Tell me, you know, Big Hand and Nash was like getting that off because, I mean, like, seriously?
Yeah,
brother.
What a lot of people love about this show, they love the conversation, but they love the aura of the show. They love where the show takes them every week on a musical journey. I have people who will email me, text me, inbox me, and say, wow, I haven't heard that in a long time. Or, damn, I remember what I was doing. I'm like, hey, I don't even know what you were doing. I have my own memories. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Absolutely. Listen, I have a caller online. I mean, I know I know it's usually not a part of our vibe, but we talk about everything on all our shows. But I have a sister named Lolita. She wants to come on the line and definitely has something strong to say. So, you know, I talk behind the scenes, and I'm going to bring her on. I mean, if that's okay with you, Lady Jack.
By all means. Welcome.
Well, listen, we have Lolita, as I'm saying the name correctly, sister, on the Relations Soul Jam, King's Head of Rain. How you doing, sister? Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Lolita, how are you?
Good.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We were talking earlier before we went into our music segment about, you know, can you stand the rain? So, come on, jump right on in, both feet, let's go.
Basically what I was stating is us as African Americans, we don't like to discuss very important issues such as will, power attorney, and living will. I'm actually related to Daryl, and my husband had a major stroke 2 years ago, and I was always pushing the issue with him about getting these things done, and he did not want to get them done. So it's very important that we get these things done. And it doesn't cost a lot of money. You can go to Staples and get the kits and have someone notarize them for you. It's very important to get those things done. And also life insurance. Us as African Americans don't want to get life insurance. We need to get life insurance and take care of our family. And I don't mean $5,000 and $10,000 just enough to bury them. You want to get enough for your family to live, that if you pass away, they can continue to live the same way as you would want.
Well, ironically, in its own way, it can very well tie into what we're talking about because, these are things of planning for futures. And when you're in relationships, you know, and there are spouses, significant others, children, you know, these are things that you want to prepare for. I think culturally, like you said, it's not something that we tend to discuss. And I think that comes from the fact that a sense of economics, that we don't feel that we have anything to leave, or we don't have any money, we don't have any property, we don't have any estate. Not understanding that it's more than just what's tangible. It's about who will take care of your children if your children are young and you should pass away. Who will inherit your benefits, you know, your money if you have a 401k at your job or a 403b at your job, or you have a pension. It covers a lot of things. And I think what happens is the conversation has to be open, where people aren't afraid to discuss that. You know, yeah, nobody likes the idea, but it is the one thing that is guaranteed in your life. There is nothing else that is guaranteed except that you will die.
I think a lot of times our parents didn't have these discussions with us just the same way as credit. No one had these discussions, credit, bad credit, checking account. So it's not being taught in our household. And you have to teach your children these things. I did banking for 20 years. So when my son recently turned 15, for his birthday, you know what I did? I took him to the bank and opened his first checking account. That's what I did with my son, so he can know the value of saving and having a checking account and a debit card with his name on it, so he can understand about finance. And that's what we are not teaching our children, and that's the stuff we need to teach our children.
Well, I'm going to take it way, way back. I'm probably older, and we had banking in school. I remember when I was in the fourth and fifth grade, we had banking in school where a representative would come from the bank and they would do our savings book, and we started learning early. Again, I think it is a cultural thing. I think it's a thing where most people feel if they don't have a certain amount of money, it's not something that they should discuss. I've known how to write a check since I was 10, but I may be in the minority. But my parents, who were not rich, were very big on knowing these things and the importance of them, and credit, and wills, and savings bonds, and pensions, and things of that nature. But again, I think it's not a conversation that's being had because of the label that is on it. If you have a will, people think that you have a lot of money. If you're talking to your children about banking and savings and credit, again, the stereotype is there is money. And even though you don't have money, it's how you teach your children, your family, whomever, how to build, how to save, so that they can have money. Mm-hmm. I think it's a situation of we don't teach it because we don't know it, and it becomes generational. And at some point, somebody within the household, within the family, has to kind of break the cycle and each one then teach one. And that's what it's about.
And it's not even just about having money, believe it or not. If you don't have a will, and if you're married, and just to let you know, a married couple, if you're in a car accident and the husband and the wife die, those children survive or not in that car, those children will automatically go to foster care. So this is why it's important for you to have a will, so you can have in that will listed who your children is going to go to. And you really need to have these discussions and this conversation, because you want to have people listed that you trust that one will get your children, and then someone will be in charge of your estate. So this is why it's very important to talk and have these conversations. A lot of people don't know that until you're in that situation or it's too late.
Well, I think what you're saying is absolutely true, and I think that there needs to be more platforms and forums for us to reach out to, especially in urban areas, people who may, again, fall into believing the stereotype that it is all about the tangible. It's about having several zeros at the end of your bank account, or if you have a bank account. You know, it's about getting out into schools. It's about getting out to community centers. It's about those of us who do know taking that opportunity to teach those who don't know. Because we can sit up and banter about it back and forth, but if we're not going to either steer people to people who know or the people who know to the people who don't know, it just
right.
becomes a repetitive circle. And again, we wind
right.
up in situations where, you know, when someone passes away, we're scraping up nickels and dimes trying to bury that person. Or we are trying to figure out who these children are going to go to and how we do keep them out of foster care. We're trying to figure out who gets the pension when the spouse dies. So, again, I think there has to be platforms and forums where we're going out and we're injecting this information to the people who need it most and making it simplistic enough for them to understand, hey, this can apply to me just like everybody else.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Lolita, for the information. And I think between all of the shows that we do under the Shadow World umbrella, this is something that we can definitely revisit. And maybe we can do this on a platform here, and we can go from show to show to show several times a month, maybe. And this is something that we can drum home because it's important for us to understand and to know.
Correct.
Thank you for taking the time.
Let's invite her to the Every Woman Talk Show. I think, you know, her voice and her perspective and as
I'm
a
sorry,
strong
you I can't understand you. I can't hear you.
All right, here we go.
What he was saying is that there's another show that we do called the Every Woman Talk Show, and it comes
okay.
on Tuesday night, same number, same link. And we would love to have you come on to that show. It's on Tuesday night, and the host is Uli Wells. And
okay.
it would be a great opportunity to, again, you know, use that as a platform to let people know that this is not what we think it is. And like I said, culturally, economically, this is something that we all need to know about. And it's something that we need to discuss and something that we need not be afraid to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my children are 19 and 23, and they have life insurance. Life happens.
Yes,
life
it does. It happens.
And we live in an urban area, and we have to be, I have to be very realistic.
I just got finished becoming a life insurance agent. So, believe it or not, I got my first policy at 21, and I just always remember my first life insurance agent, what he always told me, and every time I got a raise, I would buy life insurance. And that used to be one of me and my husband's arguments. And he's like, why are you buying all this life insurance? And I used to tell him, if God forbid something happened to me, I want you and the children to live like I was still here. So it just always stayed with me. And I used to always preach that to people. So then when I went into this class, it's just something that I've just been pushing lately, not to sell insurance to make a profit, but you want your people to continue to live as if you would still here. And that's
Absolutely.
It. We don't believe in it, and I'm just pushing it to make sure people believe in it.
Again, thank you so much, Lolita.
You're welcome.
We will reach out to you so that we can have you on to the other show, and, you know, so we can schedule a time for you to come on so that you can definitely go into this more in depth. We thank you
yes.
so much for calling in, for sparring the conversation. Stick around and listen to what the rest of the show is about. I really appreciate it. Thank you so, so much. And as we segue into, you know, can you stand the rain in relationships? You know, these are things that we need to talk about. You know, life is, it's like a box of chocolates, if I can borrow it from Forrest Gump. And, you know, life is beautiful, life is wonderful, but life will test you, and life will test your relationship. It will test the strength of your relationship. It will test the resolve of your relationship. And when life happens, you have to say to yourself, okay, is this the person that I want to go through this with? Is this the person that, you know, and again, I'm going to speak from a woman's point of view about a man. Your husband comes home, babe, I lost my job. He's a primary breadwinner. What do you do? You know, are you that kind of partner who is going to say, babe, we're going to be all right? And in the back of your mind, you may be freaking out. But are you the partner that says, what the hell are we going to do? What do you mean you lost your job? What did you do to lose your job? How are we going to survive? What are you? And the thing is that, you know, I can't reiterate this point enough, that we're always looking for someone to hold us down. Are we the type of person that can hold our partner down? Because life happens to all of us. And when we are a team, when we are partners, when we are committed, what happens to you happens to me. What affects you affects me. And when life is starting to beat us up, do we hold hands and say, babe, I got you and you got me? Or do you push your partner away and say, you know what, I don't have to do this with you. I think we better by myself, da 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 da. Because if that's the kind of person you are, then you need to be by yourself.
For sure.
That's right.
You know,
I'm going to chime in on that when you get a chance. I definitely want to comment.
Oh, no, by all means, jump in. Go see.
Listen, you know, you spoke from the woman's perspective. I can't speak for my brother Dow on the line also. As a man, a hardworking man, let me say it right, a hardworking man who's willing to sacrifice and give his all to take care of his family, his kids, whatever it takes, you know, to get it done. When you meet those challenges and things get hard, you want to kind of know that, hey, look, it's not even looking for money or some type of other situation from your spouse or the person that you're with. You're looking for the support. You're looking for, you know, it's not that you're going out like a little punk or, you know, a man without fortitude. You sometimes need support. The strongest man needs support. You know, we just want to know, hey, look, you got my back. You got my back. Sometimes telling me it's okay, rub my head. Or even touch my hand, or maybe a kiss on my forehead. It's okay. You're letting me know that my challenges is not for null and void. Let me know. Let me feel appreciated. And that reciprocates. It goes back and forth, man. You know what you ask of your woman. Please understand. You got to give it back. You got to give it back. And
it's
I'm gonna say
all
the
about
one more thing. Exactly. Now I'm gonna say this much to you. If you're sharing, this goes for men and women, if you're sharing with your spouse or your significant other or someone close to you, that's even family, it don't even have to be a personal relationship. If you share the most sensitive part of you and they use that against you, you don't need to be in that situation. Because
you need to reevaluate some things.
Right. Because you took your most weakest moment. You talked about something so close and endearing to you. They use that against you. Well, you know, the other people left you. If they use that against you, you just share that with you. You need to reevaluate the situation. It's selfish. It's selfish. And you need to reevaluate. That's part of standing in the ring. That's part of what someone shares their heart with you, sharing their weakest moments with you. And you can protect them. You know, hey, listen, baby, she's telling me the things she went through. I'm going to guard and protect that as if it's my own life. You know what I'm saying? If my lady telling me something was going on in her life, the most sensitive thing, I'm going to guard and protect it. Because
absolutely.
I'm not going to stomp on it. I'm not going to sit there and do things or remind her to take her back to that place where it was just raining on her at all times. I'm not going to put her back in that situation. And if I do, and if I made a mistake, because, you know, human is error, I'm going to damn sure go out my way to make things right. And it's
I'm
sorry.
I often say that with relationships, home is not the four walls. You know, I say this all the time. It is your heart. It is where you and that person have come together to be committed and united. Because your four walls can always change. They can go from a house to an apartment to, God heaven forbid, a car or whatever the case may be. But when you have a home with somebody, that relationship, that commitment, it is about protecting that, and it is about guarding that, and it is about fostering that. It is about nurturing that. It is about making sure that grows. And there are going to be times when, you know, the sun is going to shine and you're going to be able to bloom and everything is beautiful. And then there's going to be rainy seasons. There's going to be rainy seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I tell people all the time, if you don't have a rainy season, whether it's in your relationship or in your own personal life, there's no opportunity for you to grow. There's no opportunity for you to find out what you're made of. There's no opportunity for you to find out what your partner is made of. Because when I know for me, when I'm at my lowest and my weakest, I need to know for sure. And we never know 100% because people can flip on a dime. This is true, you know, playing devil's advocate. But I need to know, or I want to know, that, damn, this person has got my back. And it never happens. They can say it all day long. My favorite phrase is, if your mouth and your movements don't match, it don't matter. When that time comes and things are hard, if your mouth is saying one thing and your movements and your actions are saying another, I have to reevaluate where we are, where we're going, and why we're there. And the best way to find out if your partner is a good fit for you when things get hard is to talk. We always talk about communication. And we need to make sure that we are always communicating with our partners moving forward. If you are still stagnant, you're still in the same place, again, you need to look at this person and say, I don't know if this is the person that I want to go. Because I'm going to tell you, there have been some relationships that I've had where I've said, you know what, even though we didn't work out for whatever reason, going through those hard times, I wouldn't pick anybody else. My children's father, we are not together. But let me tell you, for some of the things that I've been through in my life, there is nobody else that I would have asked to have in my corner who had my back. And that's what you're looking for when you are going through tough times. Because when life impacts your relationship, it impacts your strength. It impacts your perspective. It impacts your lovemaking. I mean, we always talk about lovemaking on this show and sex on this show. When life is kicking you in your ass, you may not want somebody to touch you. And you need your partner to understand that. Because when you've got so much on your mind, okay, baby, I can't, and this goes for both, men and women, I can't kind of get there right now. And you need them to understand. But now on the flip side, sometimes it can bring people closer together in their lovemaking because they want to be so connected. They feel like they are all that they have when they're going through something. And sometimes that connection physically is strengthened, you know, when they're going through something. Like, you know, I only feel at peace when we are intertwined and we're intimate. It's like that's the one time when it feels like we can shut out the world, where we are not being bombarded by everything else. When I'm touching you, you're touching me, that's our 2 hours of bliss. Because when we wake up in the morning, reality is sitting on the edge of the bed saying, oh, we didn't go anywhere. Your problems and your issues are like, we're still here. But for that 2 hours of escape, it was just you and it was just me. And we were in a place of utopia where we were just reaffirming what we feel and how we feel.
You know what? I want to mention you said something definitely about the lovemaking part. You know, there's a song. You know, Dale, help me out with this one also. I think there's a song. I'm not sure if it's the OJ's, We Cry Together.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you know, for those who, listen, you know, it may be before some of your times, but those who understand where I'm coming from, when you cry together, let me tell you something, man. The most, you know, it's not saying you guys are the weak point. You would know your relationship. If you cry with your spouse, y'all just cry together, you share that pain or you share that emotion together. Let me tell you something. Not only are you sharing that for the most sacred part of your heart, your soul with your spouse, you're sharing it, you're connecting with that person. And then when y'all sharing like that, and you may drop that tear, whether you're wiping his tears, you're wiping her tears, you're wiping the other's tears, but when you embrace, and then if it leads to something physical, let me tell you something. It could be, whoo.
Hello. Hello.
That Hello. Is some of the best lovemaking ever.
The most intense situation in the, because you're vibing, you're rubbing her, you know. Let me put a picture.
It's raw.
Let me put a picture.
It is raw.
you know, your woman's coming in the house, you know, fellas. I'm talking from a male perspective. Dial, help me out. You chime in any time because she come in the house. She's like, you know, baby, you know, she's not even saying words. She can't get the words out. But you know something's wrong because you paid attention to detail and you know something's on her mind. You know, you let give her time. Let her, you know, let me tell you something, fellas. If she wants that little me time, let her get that. Let her get it. Let her get it and don't overpress that. However, you want to still make sure you let her know that you care. Now, if that door opens, the olive branch opens, and she's crying, go to her. She's sitting down, kneel in front of her, wipe her face, look her in the face. You know, it's going to be all right. And if you feel, now I'm not saying don't make it up, don't be phony, because a woman can see through that, fellas. And if you really care about that woman or your significant other, and it hurts you to your core, and you dropping those tears, and she's going to look at you, wipe her tears, and kiss her.
Yeah.
Both of those, kiss her. Grab her face slowly, bring it in. You bring it to her, kiss her. Not no tongue, no, just a real slow, passionate kiss. With both of your tears.
Oh, sorry.
Let her know it's going to be, it's all right. But you got to let her know it's all right. So it's all right. It's going to be all right. I'm here for you. Sometimes just saying that, rubbing on her. Now, if it flows, if you rub right now with the tears and the kiss, it can definitely escalate to another level. But you do that. Let her know it's all right. Do things you may have to do. You know. Do
you already down on your knees. You might as well say it.
Exactly. There you go. Well, here you go.
Ain't no need to get up.
But you feel what I'm saying? It can lead to a situation, but it's a bond that you do with your spouse, and you share that. That's when I heard that song Cry Together. I was like, oh, man. Woo!
I think it's so intense right then. It's just raw. It's so raw. It's like we just put down all pretenses, no bullshit. You know, we are going through, or I am going through, and right now I need you. I need you in every sense of the word. As a woman, I categorize myself as a strong woman. I do. But when I need to collapse in my man's arms, when the world has beat my ass, and I can't take anymore, and my shoulders are just as burdened as they can possibly be, there is nothing in the world, not a new Coach bag, not a vacation. Well, some money in my bank account might help. I ain't gonna get retarded. But there's no, in all honesty, there is nothing at that moment that is more sacred to me than to be able to come and fall into my man's arms, put my head on his chest, and let it go, and he be okay with it, and not be like, girl, get out of here, what's wrong with you? You know, and sometimes for me, you know, people perceive me as this super strong individual, and I don't fall apart. Yeah, I do. Y'all just don't see it. But when I have the opportunity to give that to somebody and they take it from me, there is nothing more amazing than that man that says, you know what, I'm gonna kind of lift this right off your shoulder. He's not going to necessarily fix it because it might not be something he can fix. But at that moment, he's going to take that off my shoulders and put it on his shoulders at that moment and still be able to hold me and touch me and encourage me and then make love to me with an intensity that is just completely unrestricted with raw emotion, where I can just let go and let him take the lead, let him take control. We are not having orgasm wars where I'm going to make you come more times. It is about just letting go. There's nothing like that in the world. And the shoe goes on the other foot. Because ladies, yes, our men are, we want our men to be strong. That's the stereotype, blah, blah, blah. Well, your man's shoulders are only but so broad. And yes, the Lord don't put more on us than we can bear. But I'm going to tell you what, a man's shoulders get tired. They get tired. And when there is any little thing that you can do to take some of that burden off, then we need to do that. We need to do that. And with that, we're going to go into our next music segment. And, you know, we want you guys to just kind of think, you know, Am I that type of partner? Am I that type of person? Because now we're going to turn it around, and we need you to be reflective and be honest with yourself, because, you know, it's so much easier to be honest with other people than to be honest with yourself.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to go to the next segment, and we'll come right back. Lady Jackie, you're recording my brother Dow online. And we got the listeners also checking out. We
got
you out in New York.
You are now in the relationship slow jam tape show on Shadow World Radio.
Of course, that lineup had the late, great Whitney Houston. Oh, my God. Yeah, we did that. And we had to go in some mint condition. I mean, we'll be a slow jam show out in mint condition. And, of course, the classic. Yes, yes. And SWV, I think it's appropriate. Use your heart and not your mind. And that's your eyes, your heart. We can lead the way if you listen to it. We are back. Those who are also tuning in, you were listening to the Slow Jams, Relationship Slow Jams, and Dope Talk Show with Lady Jack, yours truly, Mr. Nav, and of course, my big brother, Brother Darryl Harrington of the Man of Talk Show, and also the executive producer, along with the CEO of Shadow World Entertainment. What's going on?
Special.
Yes, yes, yes. And just listen, we had 300 listeners on the last 2 weeks of the relationship show, so shout out to them, Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if listen, you want to start the ship, hit us up, Big Down, you get us on Facebook, you'll get all the particulars. We're on that level now, so.
Look, we on Facebook, we on Twitter, we on Instagram, we everywhere.
After that music, we on Cloud 9. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm, Lord have mercy.
I'm
going to work. Thank you very much. I am so. Oh Lord, send me swinging, Lord. Oh Lord.
Journeys and then you want to make people remember stuff. See, you're dangerous. You're the kind of person that would make somebody make phone calls that they know they don't damn well need to be making.
Don't call that man.
But I remember what that man used to do when that song was on.
Send me swinging.
Swinging from chandeliers and bedposts. And see, this is why we don't let you come outside and play with the other kids, because you don't know how to act.
Damn it, Claude, stop swinging. Claude, ready to bury this in the hole.
Got me slipping through my contact list, and I'm like, don't do that. Damn, did you just send that text message? And now I'm sitting here waiting for a response.
All right, we got 10 minutes, people. So how we gonna finish strong? Talk.
We are going to finish strong by saying, and I guess this will kind of go into our closing remarks. When you are in a committed relationship, you've decided that, this is somebody you want to take a ride with, take a journey with, first of all, look at yourself. We're always looking at other people and what they can bring to the table or what they're going to do for you. But what do you have to offer? And I'm not talking your outside shell. I mean, yeah, you got a big ass, big boobs, blah, blah, blah. You got a big whatever. That's cute. But that doesn't stay forever. That doesn't stay the course. Those are the superficial things. What do you bring to the table when times get hard? What do you bring to the table when everything ain't all, as they say, shits and giggles, when it's not all bubblegum and candy? What do you bring? And you have to be honest with yourself. If you're not that kind of person that's going to stay at, both feet firmly planted on the ground because you believe that this relationship is worth, whatever it is, and that, yes, we're going to get impacted by some things, but what we have is wonderful, and we're going to work our way through it, whatever it may be, then you need to question whether or not you should be in long-haul relationships, because those are the things that we have expectations of our partners for. When I have a partner, my expectation is if nobody else is there, he's there, whether it's because traffic was bad today, whether it's because I got PMS, whether it's because I had a fight with my mother, whether it's because I am afraid because you lost your job and I got to encourage you, and you in turn realize that you need to encourage me, then that's what my expectation is, that's what's going to happen. And if I don't know you, if I don't know my partner, if I'm not taking time to communicate with you and see where you're going, where your head is, what you want to do, what your expectation of this relationship is, then we'll fall apart as soon as the wind blows. As soon as the wind blows.
That's right, that's right. Brother Darryl, what's your take on that? What's your take on that?
All right, here we go. All right, now I'm going to speak to you grown and sexy people who have jumped the broom. Now, I want y'all to remember something. Now, to those of y'all who are those who are believers in God, now, whoever you call your God, you know, that doesn't matter. That's neither here nor there. But remember, when you got into that covenant, and a marriage is a covenant. It's not just an agreement. It's not just a regular old relationship. It's a covenant. Covenant is something between you and God. The relationship between you and your wife is between you, your wife, and God. So when you look at your wife, God said that the two, a man leaves his mother and father, joins with one woman. The two become one in the eyes of God. They're to cleave to one another. Cleaving meaning joining two. So when you are in a situation, if your wife is in a situation, then you're both in the situation. If she's going through something, you are going through this with her. If you are going through something, she is going through it with you. Don't be afraid to open up to her. Don't be afraid to share with her. And most importantly, don't be afraid to love her.
Amen.
Can you stand
Amen.
The rain? When it's going down and it's going all wrong and hell in handbaskets, what you do is tell her, baby, I don't have all the answers. I don't. But I do know this. The person who does hold all the answers and who does hold all the cards holds us in his hands. And we are his children. I love you. I've got you. There's nothing that's going to happen to you that won't happen to me first. I'm
well,
here with you. I've got you. I love you. Let's go through this. Let's walk through this together. Do it together, people, not apart. It's very easy to attack that person. You know, if you didn't lose your job, this wouldn't have happened. Or, you know, if you wouldn't have done this, this wouldn't have happened. Or you. It's really easy to do all that shit. It really is.
And the flip side of that is, if you didn't spend up all the damn money, and me losing my job wouldn't be so bad.
Oh, touche.
I'm just saying.
Well,
it goes back and forth. It goes each way. And you know, and like you said, Darryl, you know, it's about a joining two, a coming together. And when you make that decision, it's for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, sickness and health. If not, while everything is really good and I can get all the stuff that I want, and you buy me a house and I can drive every new car every 3 years, and that's just not a proviso. You know, it's about being able to weather the storm. It's
That's
about
true.
Being able to come out on top. Because the truth is that old saying of I can do bad by myself, trust me, I would rather do bad by myself than do bad with somebody with me who makes me feel like I'm by myself.
Right. Now, fellas, I mean, I have a total agreement, of course, with Lady Jackie. And, of course, my brother Darryl. Now, let me tell you something. I mean, let's not equate, you know, don't take advantage of the situation. Let me tell you something. There's a difference. I don't want our fellas saying, well, you said you had my back through thick and thin. That does not mean you subject, you know, ill-advised and just erratic decision-making and jeopardize your relationship.
No.
You know, I'm going to say that again because sometimes we have our men. I say men, boys. Boys in the age of maybe what will be deemed as an adult. You know, they drag their women or their spouses or their family through unnecessary drama and bullshit because it's their mistake and they choose to drag them down. And I mean, man, so you know what? I made this vote. But you shouldn't put it on your woman to try to force her to fix your situation. Now, if she does that because she wants to, that's one thing. You know, I'm going to take a part from a movie. Y'all remember Boys in the Hood when Cuba Gooding came in? And he lost his damn mind because his boy got shot and he started swinging.
Right.
Yeah, that's all it was like.
Don't do that shit. Your woman's going to look at you. Like, yo, I want to help you, but you ain't hooking to hit me. I say that figuratively because I use it as an example. You go through your problems, but don't take your problems out on your spouse. If she or your significant other wants to be there, trust me, it's going to come natural. You don't need to force it upon her. You don't need to announce it. You don't need to advertise it. Your woman will be there. Your significant other will be there. Men, you will be there for your women without even her having to tell you that. So if you have to be told, that means you're not paying attention, brothers. I'm talking to my men right there.
Say that one more time.
You, yeah. If she has to tell you to have her back, something's wrong with you. It's not wrong with her. She shouldn't have to tell you. If you can't pay attention, she had a rough day, she worked all day, you're on a goddamn PlayStation on 360 while she bust ass, and you're looking, you're looking for a job. Come on now, man. Wake up. But that's what I'm talking about.
Let's put some provisos out there. We're not supporting some bullshit.
Exactly. A lot of men and women as well get it twisted. Don't assume just because you're in a relationship that you don't got to put work in. If she got your back, she got your back. Don't say, well, you're supposed to have my back. No, don't do that. It's going to come so natural that you're going to have to say words. Sometimes no words need to be said. Like that all said, Big Jackie said, sometimes your spouse always going to have your back without words. There's no words. There's not a script in all this. And have the support of your spouse or your significant other. But
that's where that connection comes in. That connection comes. There are unspoken words that speak volumes, and you know, Naz, I say that all the time. When we have grown to know each other and love each other, respect each other, there's a connection that is there that we never have to say a word ever. So I know I can tell by your stance. I can tell by the way you look at me. I can tell the way you drag in the house. Something's wrong. I may not know exactly what it is, you know, but if I've listened long enough, you told me that there's some ish going on at your job, then I can decipher that, you know what, this is a work thing, you know, or your boss pissed you off, or you know, I can decipher that because, like you said, it's about paying attention. You know, if we paid as much attention to our partners sometimes as we paid attention to social media, we would be all right.
Mm-hmm.
We would be all right. You know, so, again, it's about what you want. It's about what you want. Do you want this relationship? And when life, you know, and I'm just going to wrap this up. You know, when life comes in like a flood, you know, have you weatherproofed your relationship? We weatherproof our sneakers. We weatherproof our boots. I weatherproof my bag, my handbag. But have you weatherproofed your relationship? Have you put the time in and the work in that when the rain comes, it's not going to make your relationship soggy? It's not going to destroy it. It's not going to make it, you know, some worthless piece of garbage. But is it still going to be slick? Is it still going to be smooth? And it might be a little battered, but guess what? Some of the best leather looks good when it's a little battered.
Sounds good. Darryl, you got about 30 seconds, brother.
Well, I think that Jackie pretty much put a cap on this show, but I'll just tell you, just once again, love one another. It's a lot easier to do it with each other than without one another. Till next time, I'll catch y'all later.
Hey, that's well said. My last closing remarks is be upfront. Establish that you're going to have rain in your relationship. Put it out there. But also understand, like I think one of you guys said earlier, no relationship can grow without going through the rain. So please understand that. Once y'all understand that, your relationship can grow, but you have to go for something to get somewhere. That's it. I mean, I think at this point we want to say good night to everybody. Dow, Lady Jackie.
Good night, you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you guys so much. And join us next week.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Check out the Man Up Talk Show this upcoming Friday. Great show. Somebody's watching me, but we love you all. God bless, always.
See you Friday. See you next Wednesday. Night, y'all.
This is Lady J. You are listening to Relation, the internet.
number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World.